This is a very different episode. I'm in the void and I want to speak about it because this is the part of transformation and of healing that either gets, I feel, really caricaturized. What's the word? Caricaturized? Becomes a caricature of itself, where the more dramatic, the better. And that can be very inauthentic. Or it doesn't get shown for good reason. Like, as I'm going to dive into in this episode, I don't think you're going to be seeing anything from me on Instagram for a while, for a ton of different reasons. And I'm in the void. If you came to Belief Boost Camp, I want you to really hear that I'm speaking about the universal laws playing out. I'm in a void. And the thing with being here is you're so clear that what has been is no more. But you don't yet know where you're going to end up because you've not emerged yet. And I was speaking to one of my clients about this process of transformation. Without the framework of understanding what's at play, this is a terrifying process. I mean, it still feels raw and tender and scary, but there's within all of that faith in the process and an understanding of what you are going through. And that is such a blessing because for a lot of people, there's desire that never gets realized because the process initiates change on different levels, right? Some changes are quite superficial and simple, and other processes of transformation are much more deep. It requires you to really shed parts of self and of your existence, whether that be relationships, habits, identity, beliefs, values, whatever, religion, culture, all these norms, all these things that you've taken as part of who you are, what makes you you, must die for something new to be born, to come alive. And I said this question, I think. I either said it to a client recently it was Belief Boost Camp. I said, if it's ego death, we all talk about this concept of ego death, don't we? If ego is dying, what is coming alive? If ego is dying, what is coming alive? And I'm going to say something, and I don't mean this in an egotistical way. I had recently just voice noted an incredible space holder who's based in London, and she said, there's so much wisdom in the voice note I sent her. And I am speaking so much wisdom at the moment, and I don't claim ownership of that. It's because my channel is the clearest it's ever been for a whole heap of different reasons. And so the wisdom is coming through me. I don't own it, but I'm becoming a stronger vessel for truth. Who knows? This can sound totally crazy. But to others, you will hear what I'm saying for what it is, for the truth that it is. Anyway, where this episode is going to hop around because I'm just sharing very rawly with you what's going on for me. I've had a clear signal to stop, to pull back from Instagram. I don't know for how long because, you know, who knows these timelines. All I can do is continue to listen to the intuitive nudges and let it lead me to the highest possible timeline and experience of being me that is wanting to be birthed right now. And this is what I was teaching in Belief Boost Camp. Unbeknownst to me, I was about to get into a really deep process myself with all of this. And everything's going to be different on the other side. And I think I'm giving voice to this because I know I'm not the only one, obviously, who's going through a process of change of transformation. And I just want you to hear and to know that you aren't alone in it. And as, you know, someone who is blessed with an understanding of this framework, of what is playing out, to just hold yourself through the process. If you want support, to seek that out. As always, there will be information in the show notes if you want support. But actually, interesting little tangent, very tiny tangent. The power pivot is not starting when I thought it would. And again, this is the thing with listening to what is truth and courage. Being able to discern the difference between the voice of fear and the voice of courage. You'd think that that would be really obvious. Or maybe I should say the voice of truth and the voice of fear. You would think that that would be really obvious, but in some circumstances it's not, because, you know, potentially I could think, oh no, that voice that's saying stop, don't go ahead with that, I mean, maybe that could be fear. I'm really being asked right now to just stop and pause and go into this process of the void. Yesterday, I was so tender. I was meant to be going to a sauna and I was meant to be going to a hot, cold therapy place that was sauna and, you know, cold plunge with some friends. And I couldn't go. Again, if you've followed me and been listening to anything that I've been sharing so far this year, you've heard me speak about the importance this year in truth and discernment. Doing what is true is not often the easiest thing to do. The easiest thing would have been to stick with these plans with my friends, not let anyone down, all those stories, right? But my energy, I was like, that's not where I need to be right now. I'm in a process and I need to have the space to feel what's going on, to feel what's coming up to the surface. Because it's wanting to be seen and felt and for that to create clarity. And, you know, my friend, of course, was saying, oh, please come, you know, it'll be good for you. And I was like, please don't pressure me today. This isn't right for me today. And these small moments can appear to be insignificant, but the work is always really coming back to self. Am I listening to my voice? And then beyond feeling my intuition, am I moving from it? Or do I notice my intuition, but then out of various stories and fears around letting people down or rejection or doing the wrong thing or whatever it may be, are you in the habit of feeling what intuitively is right, but overriding it because of these stories? And I ended up taking myself to a meditation and Reiki session. And it was perfect. I have had some really big realizations recently. And again, if you're going through this, I want you to hear that you're not alone. If you are experiencing similar, these realizations can be really tender, sad, and difficult, because it's the process of you taking responsibility, of no longer pointing the finger and blaming anything outside of self. So for example, rather than no one listens to me, my voice isn't heard, where am I not articulating my truth, or where am I bypassing my own intuition? Or instead of people don't respect my boundaries, where am I not withholding and standing in my ground, right? Where do people take the piss out of my boundaries because I allow them to? So it can be a tender process where you realize the ways that you have been in self-betrayal in one way or another, you know, like sacrificing your own needs, not honoring what you need. And yeah, there's tenderness that comes with that, because of course we can't ever control other people's responses to us voicing needs or upholding boundaries. And a lot of people can be in avoidance of this, therefore, because the next question is, well, what if I uphold my boundary? What if I speak my truth and it's not met in the ideal way that I would like? And then it becomes a question around, am I willing to, you know, be in that reality where perhaps separation is needed, change is needed, right? But the alternative is that you stay in the wanting without the experience of what you desire, because there is soul that's saying this way, bigger, more. And then there is the ego part of self that clings on to what's familiar and predictable, even if that is a familiar hell. So people can get stuck in the messy middle part of manifestation and think that they're just not doing it right, but it's because they aren't fully giving themselves to this process of change that is required for your dream to become reality. Part of my process has been realizing that, I don't know, there's a lot that you must be willing to let go of in this soul evolution. You know, if you're really saying yes to soul, if you're saying yes to your highest purpose, not in a fluffy like, woo, yay, high purpose, I'm here for fulfillment, I'm here for freedom, but in a, I'm actually willing, again, Belief Boost Camp, to become a match to this stuff, to the highest purpose. That involves a lot of goodbyes, that involves a lot of endings, that involves a lot of, you know, letting go of parts of self as well. And this is why being in mentorship or coaching, you know, communities who are doing this work alongside you is so valuable. It holds the frame. When the human tender part of you wants to tap out and revert back to the familiar, it's holding that frequency of this way. Your soul wants this. And without that support, habit wins. You know, just to be totally real with you, it really does. And if you are seeking support, if you are seeking community, take a look at the show notes and consider joining for Power Pivot when we begin in March, or reaching out for some private coaching if you're looking for something more immediate. And so I've been in this process, and there's so many different layers to it. Not all of it feels appropriate to share right now, but I was saying in the meditation yesterday, in the sharing part of it, there are so many energetic threads playing out in my life right now. I know that this is like some insane power chapter that is being written into reality. In isolation, all these little things are happening, but I can see the bigger picture. I can see that each is this thread, like creating a really intricate, vibrant, incredible tapestry right now. And one such thing is that I have these photos of my mum in a particular area of my home. And have they always been there? I don't know. Anyway, recently I realized that I've started lighting these candles every morning around her photos. And I don't know, to the outside ear, these things may sound really insignificant, but it's me bringing warmth. It's me bringing light and focus back to her, back to our relationship in a new way. Light. Truth. Before we come into existence, it's all dark. And then there is light. And I don't know, there's something really poignant in lighting up this area, bringing focus and energy back to her. And, you know, there's some other really potentially woo-woo things happening that I don't think I'm going to go into, but yeah, there's just a big change on the cards. And in order to honor that and really hear where I'm being called to go, I have to get quiet. I have to allow myself to not be so distracted. I notice the impact. These are also such subtle things, man. But a few weeks ago, maybe a month ago, I realized that I'd got into a bad habit. My screen time was up. I'd been watching a lot of, you know, potential conspiracy things on YouTube, and this was having a bit of a knock-on effect on my frequency, on my energy, and just my well-being. And so it started with, okay, let me get back into reading this book that I hadn't quite finished. And now it's like, at maximum, I watch an hour of TV, and then my system says, yeah, we're done now. Like, that's enough stimulation. Now it's time to read. And I'm really enjoying that. And this feels quite vulnerable to share because this is very new for me. Again, this energetic thread started all the way back after my breakup in October. I started listening to this one song, which is technically like a Christian worship song. My last Instagram Live, actually, I was singing it. That was a fucking huge moment for me, and terrifying, and my worst quote-unquote nightmare related to that happened. One person liked it, but it's like all of this is feedback. This is all, even my willingness. I'm just learning so much at the moment. Anyway, that energetic thread started back in October, and now I'm finding myself every morning pretty much, instead of putting on a podcast like Luana that I used to, that was my typical thing that I'd listen to in the morning with breakfast, I'm filling my morning with a candle getting lit by my mum, and I'm listening to worship music. Who knows where all of this is taking me? I can only do what feels true for me. And none of this, it's like, this doesn't make sense to me. Kate listening to worship music on a daily basis and connecting to it in the way that I'm connecting to it was not on my bingo card for life, let alone for this year. I don't know. There's going to be a lot of that at the moment. I don't know. But I can speak on what I'm going through and know that there is value in that, right? And this is what I'm going through. I'm pulling back. I have nothing to say. I don't want to be seen on social media. I have no problem like being out and about. I'm not like in some weird crisis moment. But there's so much noise and influence that we have just become really accustomed to having within our day-to-day life. And for wherever, you know, even these words are fucking surprising to me, but this is what wants to be said. Wherever God's hand is guiding me right now, I'm being asked to get quiet, to remove the distractions so that I can really hear where I'm being called to go. There is, you know, it's just so... What I also want to say, I feel like this is coming towards an end, but what I also want to say is that, and I did actually say this on an Instagram Live recently, ideas come to you. What is true for you, for your soul, for your highest purpose, the ideas will come to you. You don't need to sit at your chair and will them and try and think of them and try and create them into existence. They will drop into your consciousness at the moment that you are meant to receive them. And this is, for me personally anyway, right, I'm just going to speak on my truth, why not being so heavily involved in listening to other people's opinions on podcasts and on Instagram is part of my process right now. I feel that this is the clearest my channel has ever been to receive downloads, as the spiritual community refers to them. I feel like I'm so like, Kate, what? But yes, I feel it's not so, yeah, okay, let's just keep it as a download for now, whatever. But the less that you are filling your system with other sounds, other people's opinions, the easier you can discern what is true, what has come to you, what is yours to bring to life. We're all here with a unique purpose. As Francesca said, I'm speaking much wisdom. It's not my own. It's coming through me. We're all here with our own unique purpose. And by design, a lot of how we operate is in lower states of consciousness that distract us from even being able to hear our higher purpose. There's so many lives, I'm pausing now, but there's so many lives the 30 day of lives that I started, I got to day 8, I think it was, I really encourage you to listen to each of those. If you feel yourself in a transitional moment where you are transforming, where you are being asked to go somewhere new that is surprising you. And even if you're not, there's so much wisdom in each one of those lives. So this idea thing, you know, what I'm saying with when you're ready to receive an idea, it will drop, it will come into your consciousness. You don't have to go and try and seek it. You don't need to go and try and find anything. This is all part of the inverted way that even spirituality and, you know, healing has become victim to the matrix, is this idea that you have to go on a quest to go find yourself or to access something or to ascend, to become healed and worthy enough to have a purpose. Like, you're born, you're coded with purpose. And if you, any goal, any idea, any desire that comes to you at a particular moment in your life, that's come to you at that moment because you have what it takes to bring it to life. I used the example in the Instagram Live, I think, something along the lines of, you know, I wasn't born wanting a podcast. No, that idea came to me at a very particular moment in time, and I went into some crazy flow state where within the same day, the idea came and the whole thing came into existence. Each idea, each manifestation has its own unique gestation period, like pregnancy. We can't know the timeline between desire and manifestation, but what we can know is that when you have an idea that's come to you, you are welcoming a process of change. It's the only way to bring it into existence. If you want access to Belief Boost Camp, which is where I spoke on these universal laws, I'm just going to keep it open. So just get in touch with me, email me, info will be in the show notes. Anyway, an idea is in its gestation period that in its most simple initial phase came to me 2 years ago. When I was doing my coaching certification, there was a phrase that came to me. The head coach, Callum, had asked me a question. I can't even remember what the question was, but this phrase has stuck with me since then. And I've never known, you know, it sounded cool. And he was even like, wow, that's really powerful. I was like, yeah, it is. But I had no idea, no idea what I was going to do with it. And then today, in between my two clients, I went into the bathroom and I was brushing my teeth again because I'd had a coffee and I was just like, you know, sometimes you want to freshen up again. So I was brushing my teeth and then boom, all this, and this idea that's now been born from the initial seed of, oh, this phrase is huge. And oh my gosh, so, you know, this isn't like, oh, cool idea. This is wow. This is needed in the world. So I now get to continue supporting the gestation period by getting in touch with various people across the world that I have contacts with that can help with this. But it's community based. It's in person and it's community based, and it will be, look at me saying this, I don't know the timeline of this, but it will be global reaching. We need each other. We've got really good at being hyper independent or having these superficial ways of connecting, like social media. And I knew that the moon ceremonies would be replaced with something far more valuable and grounded and not wrapped up in spirituality, superiority, or, you know, oh, divine feminine, I do things with the moon. Not judging that, but like, this is just so much more than that. It's what we actually need this year and moving forward. I've spoken so much on truth and discernment and community action in particular. No cliques, no facades, no I'm in this with this group. No, this is just going to be super grounded. I'm obviously going to start it off in Leeds. So yeah, just watch this space. This, as I say, this platform, this podcast is the best place to keep up to date. Maybe I'll also put a link for my mailing list. What have I said? I don't know. But I feel it's probably, you know what? It's probably going to be March. It will probably start in Leeds in March, because that gives me time to really set this up properly. If you are intrigued, you can drop me a message. And yeah, we'll just see what happens from here. But I see it as this huge light network, not like, oh, I'm an ascended Reiki master, light leader. No, just people who are truly in their light, who want to do good for themselves, but also know that that will massively ripple out into community impact as well. And that's what I've got for today. If you're in the void, if you are in this messy middle, lean in. Really lean in. And I really, please do get in touch and ask me to get access to the Belief Boost Camp replays, because it will give you so much context for what, you know, why the messy middle exists, and not to judge this part, to really trust it. There's ultimately, to make it super simple, two options when you're in the messy middle like this. Ego, the loud rational voice, stay where you are, wins. Or soul, trust me, this way, you're ready for more, gets to be heard, and you continue to grow into a more vibrant, more truthful, more free version of yourself. And I'm certainly choosing soul right now. So, you know, you're gonna, if you want to tune in again, who knows what I'm going to speak about next, but you're certainly gonna, you know, be along the ride for this process. And I feel, who knows, this may change, that when I next emerge online, it will be a very different me that is seen. I will be speaking from a very different place. I will be sharing in a very different way. And yeah, 2025 is a really powerful, powerful year. In terms of power pivot, if you have been curious about it, you've got more wiggle room. I think this also, I'm giving myself some breathing space, is going to start in March. I will put the link in the show notes as well. So thank you for listening. I would actually appreciate sharing the podcast, since I shall not be doing that. Whether you do that online in a very public way, or whether you just send it to a loved one, someone who you know would, you know, benefit from listening to a conversation like this, consider leaving a review or a rating if you haven't already. And I will speak to you in the next episode.